sex matters, period.
What?
Really?
What?
I'm Judy.
I'm Patricia.
And this is the Sex Matters Podcast. We are going to pull topics out of our hats, grab items from the news, and take questions submitted by you, the listener. So we invite you to join us. Why? Because sex matters, period. All I'm going to say to introduce this episode is, Patricia, the fact that I released this and let this out of my house should tell you how much I love you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk about
talking. I hope you're getting laid.
and I'm going to pass on the Dan Savage advice, which is fuck first. So make the dinner reservations for later. Go have good sex, as Dr. Ruth would say, and then go eat, because
I fully agree.
Yeah, you put yourself in the food coma, and all you don't want to do is come home and take a nap. And that's
no, that's not it for me.
Oh, okay. What is it for you?
If I eat first and I go to give him a really good blowjob, I puke on his dick.
Oh, that's less than exciting. Okay, yeah. For anybody involved.
So, I'm just saying that it is, it's a real thing. Like when you're uncomfortable because you've had an amazing dinner and, you know, you're banging stuff. I'm making sounds. And when you're banging, sometimes you cannot feel well afterward. It's not even about not initiating the sex. It's just about that it can make you feel ill from if you're having really good sex and you're really banging.
Right. You know? Well, you're jostling all that food around in there. Mm-hmm. And then depending on what you ate.
Yeah.
You know, did you eat something that makes you gassy?
Well, if you eat something that's going to make you gassy, you've got 8 hours until it comes out the other end. So
you hope anyway, unless it really reacts badly with you.
Don't eat cabbage for lunch. That's it.
And go brush your teeth before having sex. If you didn't listen to the previous couple podcasts ago, I shouldn't say that because we don't know when they're going to come out.
Listerine.
Yes, Listerine.
Rinse out your mouth.
Go brush your teeth. So
today
we're going to talk about talking dirty, which so funny because you and I are coming at this from a place of not.
This isn't my wheelhouse.
Dirty
words do not come to me. They just don't in the moment. I drop puns left and right. I can make a dirty story. I can write erotica like nobody's business. But in the moment, I freeze. I'm a quiet, kind of taken all in kind of person. So it's really uncomfortable for me.
I'm with you on the talking and maybe telling a story if there's a good reason for it. Mm-hmm. I feel awkward otherwise. And some of the things that some people have wanted me to say just don't feel authentic. So I think those conversations, again, this is another thing. How do you communicate? Because some people really respond heavily to something. So can you find the language between you two that works, or can you occasionally give in and say the things they want you to say if they don't resonate with you as a super solid treat?
And it's not always what you say. Sometimes it's how you say it. Right? You know, you're just breathy, that low tone in your voice, in their ear, like a whisper. The ear is a super erogenous zone. So you use that tongue and then you whisper something like, first let's have anal. You know, something like that. And it'll just totally derail them. Like, oh my God, here we go.
And it can be even less sex-specific than that, right? It can just be, like you say, it can be that low suggestive tone about, you know, ooh, I can't wait till after we have pizza.
Yeah.
Right?
So, because it builds that sexual tension, which is really vital.
Oh my God.
And it makes the sex a whole lot more intense, and it keeps your man thinking about what you're going to do.
I am sad for people who don't understand. Okay, that's one thing I'm going to say. I am sad for people who don't understand the benefits of sexual tension. And I have had people who have said, I don't even understand why that. And I'm like, oh my God.
Orgasms and life are all about tension and release. Right. Everything in life is about tension and release.
Esther Perel says, the next orgasm starts right after the first one. And that orgasm can be 2 weeks away, right? But it's that, remember when we emailed each other how we communicated? Mm-hmm. And I remember having just some amazing email conversations with a partner who drove across town to come over and have really good sex, right? Because you were building that tension. And I'm a huge fan.
So why is it easier for us to sext and to be naughty in our sexting and email, but we can't do it in person? Why is that?
That is a good question, because somehow when it's not coming out of our mouths, maybe, and I think again for women, you're not supposed to be that girl, right? You're not supposed to be that girl. So I heard one suggestion about if you're not comfortable talking dirty, think about, do you rap along to rap songs, right? Can you get comfortable there? And what are you saying there? Like, how many Prince lyrics do we sing along with, right? And why is it okay? I mean, you think of some of the stuff we sing with on the radio, that if you said in the middle of a work day, you'd be in serious trouble, right? But somehow it's okay when it's put to melody, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of the Little Red Corvette.
Oh, right. Or most of Prince's stuff.
Oh
right?
My gosh, I mean, Prince was so hot with his lyrics.
He was very creative lyrically, right? Mm-hmm. And we can listen to that stuff on the radio, but not. So I thought that was an interesting suggestion, was as a way to learn is her. To find comfort in that is think about this, or go listen to rap, I guess, and start rapping along with it. And then use those same words, perhaps, or maybe it just gets you comfortable. Because I think, again, sometimes it's the language. Sometimes we're not comfortable with the language, or we feel the language is demeaning. Like for some people, some of the things that I know guys have said, oh, I love when a woman, I'm trying to think of actual language.
But you know what? As women, you know, if a guy says, I love meatloaf and we hate meatloaf, we'll make a meatloaf. I mean, like,
right?
Why is it so hard for us to try something different in the bedroom?
Right.
You know, I don't know why that's striking me as so funny, but right. It really is.
And here's a question that I maybe have for partners of people. If your partner says to you, okay, this whole dirty talk thing, I know you like it. I'm not comfortable with it. So this could be really awkward with me or for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try this. And can we just both acknowledge that I'm going to feel really weird and this maybe isn't going to go well, I'm going to try. And can you be patient with me?
And don't bust out laughing.
Right. Or if you do.
Or if I bust out laughing, please understand that I find this incredibly humorous.
And that I'm trying. And how can we take baby steps? And is it a way of, can you, you know, what things can you do? Can you email each other? Is it easier to email each other a story? So can you email the story, but then can you read the story to them? Can you say the story to them? You know, what things can you do? Because talking dirty looks very different. Like you said, there's the tell a story thing, or there's a sharing when you're with your partner and you're sharing an experience maybe that you had with another partner or from your own experience. Remember that time we did this and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And that, somebody could be very responsive to that.
But right? let me throw something else out there. You can talk really dirty with your eyes.
Right.
You can talk really dirty with your hands. Mm-hmm. You can bend over to pick something up and have your ass up in the air and be talking quite dirty with your body language. Right. So just remember that you are a very sexual being and that the words that come out of your mouth are just an extension of that.
Right.
We're back to talking about porn again. Porn is a great way for you to practice. If you're uncomfortable with what to say or how to say it, women, if you watch porn, I know it sounds scripted. I know it sounds, it doesn't feel organic. But if you're not one of those women who naturally talks dirty and you want to try, it's not going to be natural and it's not going to be organic. So you may as well practice a script. And this might be a good way to do it. You can get some, corny lines. You can get some of the most heard lines. You can get some ideas of how to say things really breathy like, or how to hold your mouth when you say something, or how to touch your face while you're like, oh, while I'm talking to you. I have my hand touching my lips right now, like, and I'm starting to drool because I'm just thinking, you know, how sexual that is for a man to see you drawing attention to your lips while you're saying something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much that we say with our body language that if you can kind of detract from the actual words and still be talking dirty, you can use your whole body as a way to use to say what it is you want to say. Mm-hmm. You know, use that body language to talk to.
Right.
But, you know, I think I get in my own head a lot of times, like when we're having sex and stuff, I am so trying to be present. I'm so paying attention to my body and what's happening to me so that I can really like just let loose and have a transcendent sexual experience, that talking dirty is a thought. It's a thought process. It's something that detracts attention away from what's happening. So for me, dirty talk and stuff happens beforehand. Dirty talk is part of the foreplay. It's part of the buildup. It's part of the, it doesn't, and practicing that too, having things be intentionally sexual throughout the day, that still counts. So, I mean, even just asking someone, asking your partner, hey, can you come help me with something in the bedroom? And just say it really sexy and kind of with like a come hither finger or something like that. That's dirty talk. It's dirty talk. You know, if you have the intention behind it to, you know, jump on him and, you know, have him, so maybe he helps you make the bed so that you can mess it up again. I don't know, but it's still with the intention of it being sexual. So you can make it work however you want it to.
You know, in the talking dirty, that means something different too. There are some words that we just don't, that are turnoffs for us or for some people, right? And to know that is, you know, it's nice to know if I'm trying to think of a good but kind of intense phraseology, you know, making it simple, you know, I'm going to stick my hard cock into you and fuck you hard. Well,
right.
Okay. And you could say that different ways. But if the receiver of that is like, okay, the phraseology of that just turns me off. How can you communicate to say that particular phraseology isn't great for me?
Well, that's sort of along the lines of setting the ground rules. I mean, with anything else, your partner should probably know you well enough to know what kind of language you would use. Just, I think it's keeping things simple, just along the lines of, I want you thinking of me. I want your eyes on me. I want your hands on me. I want all of you. I mean, those are I statements that those don't have to be scripted. They don't have to be fantastical. They don't have to be porn, like they sound like they came from a porn star. Right. And they can be very, very sexy in the heat of a moment.
Right.
I want your hands on me, like now. You know, put now at the end of any of those statements.
Right.
I want your eyes on me now. Right. Like, and that makes it hot. You know, and as soon as you have their attention, it's not really that difficult, I think, if you're paying attention. So
right.
I think we make it harder than it is sometimes.
And I think you're right. And I know this is true for me too. When somebody says talk dirty, my mind goes more to the more intense language, the more where, like you're saying, what you're saying is totally talking dirty, and it's totally inviting and inclusive and erotic.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be uncomfortable. It's just giving yourself permission to say what you want, to say what you want to do to that person, to be able to describe the scene that you want to have. But I do think there are some people who are that person in the bedroom, and they're not that person in real life or in daily life, right? But they can get hardcore, intense, and quote unquote nasty, right? Just to throw that in there just as a way to divide up the terms. Mm-hmm. With their language that the other person can be very drawn to, that they can be drawn to, and it can be a really intense thing for both of them. But like you say, yeah, bringing forth these other, just what do you want to do to that person? What did
yeah.
you
think about if you had like a dinner party going on or something, and you went around to your partner and whispered in his ear, you know, if these people weren't here, I'd be on my knees with your cock in my mouth and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that would do? He wouldn't be able to get up from the table.
I was just going to say that. I would have them to remain at the table for a while.
Yeah. Yes. Or tell him that you want him to mark you with his scent or his cum. Or just something simple as, I can't wait until you fuck me. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Some of this stuff can be really, really simple. Really simple.
Right. Right.
It's just giving yourself permission to say it.
And knowing your mood and your partner's mood enough to know how to say it. Like the whole, you know, there's the person that responds to take your clothes off, lie down and shut up.
Yeah.
That is like, okay, game on. And other
right.
people who are like going to be, fuck you. And, but, you know, but if you said, you know, take your clothes off, lie down.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different response.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So
it's so really, really, it's so, so incredible. And then I just do things a little bit different, I guess. Like I'm kind of the nasty girl. Like I'd probably be in the kitchen bringing out the gravy or something and have just stuck my hand down my pants and gave it to my, put them in my partner's mouth and said, here, you want to taste the gravy? And just wait for an expression because he'll know what that tastes like. You know? I mean but that's me because I'm creative like that. I'm not necessarily a dirty talker, but I have dirty thoughts all the time because I'm very, a very sexually intense person and I keep sex as an intentional focus in my relationships. It's an intentional focus.
And that's a great thing to know about your partner and your connection. Are yeah. you, you know, can you do those things, mm-hmm. right? Because if I'm with somebody I know that's going to respond to that, I'm totally down with it.
Yeah.
But if I know that's going to freak that person out and make them, because they don't have a good sexual authentic relationship with themselves, or you know, for whatever reason, maybe it's not even just that, I'm not going to do that. And it's also a female thing, right? Mm. Again, if I know it's a safe place to be that, to let that part of me shine,
yeah,
I am much more willing to let it come out and have a lot more fun with it when I know it's a safe thing to do. But if you know that it's not, then it just gets weird and uncomfortable. And so that's where, again, that communication about who you're trying to be and being comfortable with that.
And here's the other thing too, is that I think when you're more comfortable with a partner and you do things regularly, like if I'm riding somebody's face, you know, and they really like that. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite phrases that is, I'm going to glaze your face like a donut. And I've used that a couple times, but now I know that it kind of goes hand in hand with that move, you know.
Right.
When I go to straddle somebody's face to have my pussy eaten, I'm like, I'm going to glaze your face like a donut. And that really, that's, they like it. You know, they right. like when I'm that forward about it, you know, so.
Right.
But again, you have to know your moves, you know. You have to know.
Right. Right. I think both women and men like it, they maybe, I don't know. I'm curious to know if you put 1,000 men and 1,000 women in a room and said, what are the verbal things that turn you on and what is the timing and all of that? Like, what would the difference be? I mean, there's always the, like a friend of mine, she's like, I came home and I saw my husband steam cleaning our carpets and I hadn't asked him. And I was like, okay, let me take you to the bedroom right now. Cause like that right there, there's some dirty talk. You're cleaning the carpets without being asked. That is the hottest thing I've seen this year. So, I mean, so it's what do you respond to? And how can you get to that place where you can both really explore each other and speak to each other so you can? Because it's words are so powerful. The tone of voice is so powerful, right? Yeah. That to be able to utilize that in whatever place it fits. So like you said, for you, it's the build. That's right. The build. And I totally...
And I'm constantly in a build. I'm constantly building sexual tension, constantly. Right. Because I feel like foreplay is what happens the other 23 hours of the day. You know, just like you said, as soon as one sexual escapade is over, it's time to start building anticipation for the next time. Right. That's our job as a partner in a relationship. And it works for both sexes or both partners.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Judy, I had this idea and Judy was entertaining me and I'm reading some of these as the idea was that we've got this list of naughty things to say and that we take turns saying them. And as I'm reading some of these, I'm laughing. I'd really like to try and say them like we're really talking dirty. And I just feel like, you know, our listeners, as you're listening, we may crack up. We may, if I say do over to you, that means that you have to say it again, more sexy.
Oh boy.
Okay. And vice versa. Okay.
All right.
We might not get through this whole list.
I was going to say, this is going to be fascinating. I look at some of these and I'm like, I don't know if I can actually say that because I don't know if I could ever mean it. But,
and this is our Valentine's special. So this is our special to you, our listeners. This is our way of trying to give you a little something special for your Valentine's treat. Feel free to take any of these or all of them and use them tonight with your lover. Take some ideas. Maybe you guys just want to listen to this in the bedroom while you're mutually masturbating or something.
Depending
I don't know.
Depending on how much we laugh, that would be a good idea. Unless you're somebody whose kink is people laughing, then you might be solid.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pretend that you, Judy, are Jude. You're Jude Law. Okay? And I'm going to talk to you like you're Jude Law.
Oh,
I don't know who you're going to pretend.
I'm trying to figure that out too.
Because... Pat from Saturday Night Live? No.
Oh God, No, this is so funny because
you can pick anybody you want. I don't care.
Well, and for me, it's the person, but it's also very situational. So this is not my wheelhouse, and I'm not saying that I haven't done it successfully, but it's so in the moment for me that this is going to be a very interesting exercise.
I'm proud of you, Judy, because this is, I know that I'm stretching you a little bit and this is not in my wheelhouse either, but I'm willing to give it a try. So, and we'll go just as far as we can. If you get to a point where what's our safe word going to be? We'll say Valentine's. Okay.
Okay.
If we get to some, one of us calls Valentine's, we're done.
Okay? I feel like I should be like, laying on the floor for this or something.
Do you wanna? I'll lay on the floor. No. I can move my computer and we can. And just for the record, Jude Law is not like a thing for me. So I picked him out because of your name. So
that's so funny.
But you know he's got good qualities.
I can hardly remember what
sexy.
He looks like. I have weird issues with attraction.
All right, Jude, are you ready? I'm going to start.
Where are you starting?
With number one.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to start at the very beginning. All right.
All right. I didn't know if you were going to like go for the ones above it that we've sort of walked through a little bit already.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go with
There's one here that says paint my face. And I'll be honest. That's not one I would say if... Okay. See, here's a situational thing. Maybe I'll take this out. Maybe I'll leave it in. I'm trying to think of where I could say paint my face and really mean it. So if you're...
When he's going to come on your face.
I know, but see, I'm... I don't
know
if I could say
that.
I don't... It depends on the guy and the where and the how. It's not my favorite thing.
Okay.
But I don't know if I could say it with true intent. Mm. It would take a reel in the moment. But if you're standing there, and you're making Fanny Farmer fudge, and you're
saying anal sex?
No. If you're standing in
making the fudge, that's anal sex.
No, I know, but I mean the actual fudge. Hence, okay. My Fanny Farmer. You're Fanny in the Farmer. Kitchen. We're in the kitchen. Okay, here's my situation. We're in the kitchen, and you are making Fanny Farmer fudge for me because you know it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world to eat. Mm-hmm. And so you're on the you're standing there with the pot on the stove, and you weirdly have a basting brush in your hand, not something you use on. In fudge, but if you were standing there and I looked at you and you were going to dip it, and I would, I could probably then say, oh, paint my face.
And nice. That's a great situation. I love it.
So it's definitely outside the bedroom, but I could be authentic. So I'm trying to cultivate the authenticity in me. To say paint my face, because if you're standing there with my favorite fudge, we can talk.
I don't think we have time to set up situations for all of these.
But it might be a good tool when you're looking at things. Where can I fit this in?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Not that I won't say it, but when could I say it?
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Jude, I need your cock.
I need to come up with a name for you. I can't use Pat anymore.
I don't care who you use.
What's your middle name?
Lynn. That's not going
to
help.
That doesn't work either. I'm trying to find a name that doesn't fit in my life so nobody has to feel weird.
How about Chad?
Chad. I don't know any Chads. All right. That works.
All right.
Chad, fuck me hard.
That was good. All right. Deeper. Deeper. Deeper.
Nice.
There'd be some nails involved here. Right.
Just like that.
Don't stop.
I love being your fuck slut.
I think I'm in love with your dick.
Holy shit, I'm coming.
I want to taste myself on your cock.
Make me come, baby.
Oh, I'm dripping wet.
I'm about to explode.
Oh my fucking God.
I have never been fucked like this before.
Jude, you're going to make me pass out with pleasure.
I just want to be your sex slut.
Again? You and the sex slut, huh? I like that one. Anyway, okay. Grab my hair and fuck me like a dog.
That one's hilarious. I don't know if I could ever say that either.
I would. I would. I like my hair pulled.
Oh, here we are. Back to the fudge.
This is a good stretch for you.
I'm never going to look at fudge the same again. Okay. All right. I want to feel your cum all over my face.
That is an interesting sensation, dripping.
Goggles. I like goggles. I think I don't know what my deal is. I don't like things on my, like, I don't like water. Splashed in my face. So if they're not, you know, if it's not an eyeball thing, maybe, I mean, I can be okay with it in certain ways, but I feel like I'm a fair weather person when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. I want to feel you shoot your load in my mouth.
Sorry. This one I kind of like. I'm going to jerk you off until I get every last drop out of you.
Judy, you sound so sexy. You really You know how to really, it's because you record so many podcasts. You're a radio personality. You've got this down.
I don't talk like any of that in my podcast. And when I do, I feel really awkward if I do accidentally.
Let's spend the entire weekend together completely naked.
Completely naked.
Mm-hmm. What?
I like that one. That one's a nice line. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Pound me harder. Oh, you get the good one. This is a big one.
The next one or the numbered one?
The Wait, big
where'd
the
one. Numbers one go? Oh, the big one?
I get to read the big one.
Fuck me like an animal.
Now it's saying things that are sensual.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna come.
I love you.
You make me feel amazing, baby.
Oh, this is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. This is a good,
I don't even know how to say this one. It feels awkward.
Well, but it's around the idea, I think, of feeling protected.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
I feel tiny in your arms.
That sounds nice. It sounds sweet.
Yeah, it's the sensual aspect thing of that, mm-hmm. Right? If you take it for that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That feels so good.
I cannot believe I met you.
Please. 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 I've been made to beg like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Pretty please.
Pretty please. Now, yeah. Please.
Stop making me beg.
Tonight, it's all about you.
You like that, baby?
You taste so good.
Yes.
I want you so bad.
I love your body. Oh my God. Do the big one.
Oh.
Do it. Oh my God. This is mine. I really like it.
Would it be rude of me if I started blowing you right now?
I wish we were at home so I could do some terrible things to you.
Why am I always so horny when there are other people around?
I just want to rip your clothes off right now.
If we weren't at... Wait. let me actually read this whole thing. If we weren't at your friend's house right now, I'd be on my knees with you in my mouth.
I can't believe we decided to go shopping when we could be home fucking right now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I think going to the gym together was a bad idea. All I want to do is fuck you when I see you sweating like that.
If you don't stop looking at me like that, we're going to have to go somewhere private.
This is a very good Patricia one too.
Oh, yes. You know me so well.
You know, I'm not wearing panties.
I just want you to know I am dripping wet.
I need you to walk in front of me so I can see your ass.
Don't look at me like that when we're here. It's making me so fucking horny.
You look really sexy when you wear that top.
It's so hot when you grab me in public. That's one of those things, hot. Like the word hot is like, you get that, like that spitty kind of sound in your throat.
Yes.
It's so hot. Like you, like you're hot. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever been that hot that you get that? Yeah.
Hot.
It's so hot when you grab me in public.
Also handy to be used when you're eating a spicy burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your burrito? So hot.
I like holding your burrito. It's so hot.
You're big.
We're making our own. We're making up our own. All right. People are going to think we're like lesbian lovers.
This is a good burrito, but wait till I get you home. We'll talk about burritos then.
I don't have a burrito.
Oh, I would love a burrito.
Me too. I have a special one right now.
I haven't had a burrito in a really long time.
Oh boy, I could think of some places to put a burrito. All right, back to the list.
All right.
Oh my God, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, well, this is handy to be said when you're, oh wait, well, if you fucked first and then you've gone out, but you still have room to fuck, I can't wait till I get you home.
I wore this skirt just for you with no panties. I added that. Oh, nice one. The next one, big.
Oh, wait, are you next or I'm next?
No,
oh,
you're next.
I'm next. Oh, okay.
You got the last. Oh, no, there's more.
No, there's got to be more.
Oh, there's more.
There's got to be more. I think I'm in love with your dick.
I'm so glad we're alone because I've been having filthy thoughts all day.
Do you know how wet I am right now? Wait, that's not how I would ever say that. I'm trying to figure out how I say that because that's not how I say that. If I say that.
Breathe.
I know. I'm gonna change it up and use a little poetic license.
Okay.
If you had any idea how wet I am right now.
That was sexy. That was sexy. I'm just gonna rub your leg. Let's see how long it takes you to get hard. This is cute.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. If you can guess it, I'll give you a blowjob.
What about if he guesses? See, yeah, okay.
What were you gonna say?
What if he guesses wrong? Then what?
Oh, you give him a blowjob anyway.
And that's what I was gonna say. If you get it right, you don't get a blowjob. That's
there you go.
Chances.
Oh, but you can also make the. Keep trying.
Yeah, there you go.
Try harder.
Oh, getting hot. Excuse me. Do you want to lie down for a little bit?
Now that we're alone, I need to feel you inside me. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Dirty messages to send.
I want to taste you on me. Wait, I want to taste me on you. I messed that up. Hold on. Rewind. It was really hot in my head. I'm drooling. Okay. So I am really plugged into my sensuality. So like I say some of this stuff and my body instantaneously starts to react. So, and I'm very thankful for that. And I've worked at it really hard.
Right. Well, and no doubt. And it just shows you again, to speak to that, And your statement that you just made, I had to work really hard on that. It is a process. If this doesn't work, it doesn't mean it will not always work, right?
Right,
It can be something you can sort of groom. I hate to use the word groom. You can bring yourself into, because it's from a pattern of having good responses to it.
Yeah, and it's a discipline of mindfulness. It's a discipline of allowing these messages to have effects on you. Being vulnerable enough to not fear rejection.
And then having good outcomes.
Yes. Reinforces that,
right?
For sure.
Positive reinforcement.
I want to taste me on you.
I need you so bad right now.
Why aren't you here right now? I'm so fucking horny.
I can't concentrate at work. All I think about is sucking your dick.
My panties are soaked. Get home quick.
Last night was incredible. I cannot stop thinking about it.
This is a silly question. What do you want me to wear to bed tonight? And when I ask men that, it's always nothing. They're like, why bother? And I'm like, because I want to do something for you, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, okay. So we may not have to chunk all of these things out and put it in like a reel of here's the in-between conversations that go with.
the blooper reel, right?
Right. Well, because, okay. So for men, because that is sometimes their response, but sometimes men really enjoy that. Even if their goal is to get it off you. So let me tell you about a fun experience that I had.
Okay.
Because I like lingerie. Especially if I feel like it fits well and that I look at, and probably most importantly, and I know my partner likes it.
Right.
So that's a huge thing, right? And so I think men who aren't always into lingerie, I think if they can take a step back and look at, what is your partner? Does your partner like it? Like, I had a partner who was like, yeah, I don't like lingerie. It's just stupid. It's just pointless. So I felt stupid every time I tried to, you know, if it's something that helps the person get into the mood or feel like they're able to express themselves because they feel good in something, right? It's, you know, half the lingerie, it's no different than an evening gown. Really? It can be. So if it's something your partner likes, don't shut them off from it, because you allowing them to express themselves allows them to come forth, right? It allows them to experience. And if you can just ride on that wave for a while, holy shitballs, you can have a good time. If I know that my partner likes what I have, therefore I feel good, therefore I feel more powerful, therefore I am more interested in pleasing them. Not interested in pleasing them, I'm more responsive to them because they're being pleased, therefore I am being pleased, and it's just a synergistic cycle. So I handed a guy a catalog and said, what do you like? And I think I opened it to a page and I was like, what do you like? And his finger went that. Like, it was there was no thought. And I was like, okay, with that quick of a reaction, I am so getting that thing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I did. And he loved it, right? Mm-hmm. And so for him, you know, like, it was just like, oh my God, what an amazing thing. So the confidence that I had to know, if I show up in that thing, boom, everybody's happy. Everybody's winning. And so it's just one of those things that if you shut something down, and there's one thing to say, I'm uncomfortable for something or whatever, but can you be open, especially when I think of lingerie, because it's so benign. It's so, yep, maybe the goal is to get it off. But can the process of getting it off be fun, and can it feed the situation at hand and not shut the other person down? Because if your partner, male or female, if they're feeling good in what they're wearing, it doesn't matter. If they're feeling good in the shirts and pants they're wearing, and they know that you like what they're wearing, you're bringing some sweet stuff to the table, right?
Yeah.
So it just that, you know, like you say, sometimes nothing is the answer. Or if you have something that you have planned, do you like black or do you like red better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of those questions can maybe lead to the discussion, and then it starts to heat up and starts to add that intrigue and add that tension that then when it plays out, it can be fun and exciting.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I mean, I totally know that's why some guys don't care, but I also know some guys are like, yep, the goal is to get it off, but oh my God, enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. And I like feeling good in lingerie. There's just something about the idea of dressing for a man that I find incredibly sexy. Just taking the time to go through all the trouble, to put the straps on, to do the stockings, to pick out the shoes, to all that sort of stuff. It feels good on me, but I really love the sensuality piece of how the lingerie feels, what, you know, the touch, the sight, the, you know, wearing a certain perfume. I mean, you can really kind of draw in a whole lot of the senses, and you know how sensual I am. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and when you're feeling good.
Yeah.
And you know,
be a better sex partner.
Right. And when you know the other person appreciates it too. I mean, it's taking that effort. On Queer Eye, there was an episode that it's been a long time since I've seen it, but the comment that the guys made was the whole statement of that we always talk about women dressing up for their man, quote unquote. And we don't necessarily talk about the men making an effort for their partner. They were working with a gentleman and they were talking about that because his wife, you know, I don't remember the exact situation, but that came up of how she makes an effort. And they said, well, you know, guys, we don't talk about guys making an effort for their partner. And it is kind of interesting that we don't, because it doesn't take a whole lot. And that was actually the point they kind of proved. They just got this guy a really nice fitting jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And a really nice button-down shirt. And it does not take a lot for guys to look, you know, and everyone has their preference too, right? But,
right.
You know, for me, plaid is not my go-to like that, you know. But for some women, they're like, and I'm like, you know, okay, not my thing.
Cowboys do it for some people.
For some people, yeah. Right? That little effort can be, it's just that whole, oh my God, you took a moment to think about how you're caring about yourself. And that doesn't have to mean you have to go through leaps and bounds and hours of prep. It's sometimes, especially for some guys who don't do that very often, it's that just that little tweak of effort is like, ooh, you look really awesome in that suit jacket.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, we
need to pay attention to the guys and when they look good too. Absolutely. Right.
And I'm not a three-piece power suit girl, just to be really clear. But I have learned that I definitely like nice suits. Guys can be more attractive to me with their clothes on than when their clothes off. I'm not, mm-hmm. You know, a muscular dude is not. It isn't so me and Arnold, he can walk in front of me all day, but he's got to do way more than strut his stuff to ever trip my trigger. I'm sure I don't have to worry about that with Schwarzenegger. but it's the package of just that little effort. I mean, RuPaul, he wears some pretty sweet suits. Pretty sweet dresses as well.
Like, yes, absolutely.
RuPaul can do it for me in suits and dresses. Either way, he could show up at my door and I'm all right with either way because I love RuPaul. So you can walk in front of me with the best suit in the world, but until you've somehow tripped other pieces of me, it's probably, you're going to have to do more than that. I'm hard to please. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You're allowed. So, should we keep going with the list or are we
okay?
Do you think we're good?
Let's see, we have
about 20, 25 more.
Yeah, let's maybe pick out some good ones that trip our
triggers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you the wettest blowjob tonight.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see. I'm still looking. I was thinking about you today.
Mm. I love masturbating while talking to you, but what I really need is you here fucking me.
I would never say I was blushing. That's not, those are not words that would come out of my mouth.
I would. I've said I was blushing. Somebody gave me a compliment and I replied, it was on a picture, and I replied blushing. And the guy who gave me the compliment underneath, he said, that makes you 10 times more desirable.
Aww.
The fact that I was flattered or flushed by the compliment.
Well, maybe I'll have to start adopting that.
Sometimes just the idea of having your breath taken away or the swoon effect.
This is very true.
Something and it gives you that swoon, like, oh.
Yes. Swoon.
No, that's very similar to the blushing kind of idea. That's
true. I totally agree with that. So I hadn't thought about it in that way. Here's something I have not said in this way, but I have said something close to it, but I wouldn't say it this way. I wish I could just clone your dick so I have something to remind me of you. I don't know if that would do it or not, but...
Get on your knees, bitch. I have said that.
Okay, this is also something I've sort of said. Mm-hmm. I dreamt about you last night, and it was fantastic. But I woke up, and you were not here. Oh, that is disappointing.
I just want you to know that pleasing you is my only purpose.
Lie down and shut up.
Mm-hmm. I've been a very naughty girl. I need to be punished. Some of these are a little uncomfortable. We are getting to the end of the list here.
So yes.
You're like, thank God.
This one's going to be funny, and I don't know why. Probably because I'm female. Tonight, I'm going to be inside you.
Well, probably because you wouldn't be inside of him.
That's probably why. No, it's not impossible. Maybe. It just looks a little different.
Let's see. There was another one back here. Let me see. Do you want to try anal with me?
Pleasing you is my only purpose.
You're going to get spanked until you cry.
Okay, here's one I can't do. Please fuck me, daddy.
You can't say that?
The daddy thing bothers me. I don't, yeah. Oh. That is not, I would have to be paid a lot of money, I think, to say that. Or really get into the other person's head or be paid a lot of money. So pay me a lot of money and I promise I'll try and say it. Okay. There we go. There's a very high level Patreon level. I don't know why. I just think oh my God, I was just listening to a conversation with somebody who was talking about this, that they had I don't know who it was in their life that referred to their male partner as their daddy. And they were just saying, I am so disturbed by that. Like they were just like, I cannot wrap my head around it. I can't be okay with it. It feels really uncomfortable to me. So I think that's a personal thing. Cause I think there are a lot of people who would be like, yeah, no, but I know some people that work fine, just fine with it. God bless you, everyone.
Well, what do you say? Shall we wrap it up there? Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
We hope you really enjoyed all of that. That was really fun.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was. And I'm really horny now, so I gotta go rustle up my clit sucker or something.
All right. I'll go find the hubby.
Yeah, right.
See if he wants to be available. Otherwise, yes, I saw a picture of you and your clit sucker. That thing is fascinating.
Isn't it interesting? Pulse, wave, suction, and vibration. It's incredible.
You know, it's a shame that things like that are, we have to have a sex toy, a conversation.
Yeah.
That things like that are, they're so expensive. So
it's only $50.
Oh, really? Oh, that's actually not bad.
$50. And you can buy them on Amazon for $20.
Oh, really?
The same brand, but you can buy a clit sucker on Amazon.
So
for
look at the reviews before you invest your money.
Yep.
Because
it might not last real long. Like if you really get addicted to it and you like it a lot and you buy one for $20, you might have to replace it.
All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Have fun, everybody.
Yeah, love, light, and libido. Mwah, yes. Mwah. We love you.
A few show notes. We did some of our recordings out of order, so we did refer to some things that are coming up in episodes. Sorry about that. I try to keep things in order, but the Valentine's thing came and we wanted to do a special show for that. So once we get going, sometimes we forget things we've said. So if you listen to them all, you'll get the whole thing. I don't think there's any plot twists that are losing you or anything. We did this very impromptu, so there was no practice. I want many, many do-overs. It just goes to show you, find the words and the language that fits you. Some of those things, I might say something like it, but not as written in the list we were using. And I will post the link in the show notes if you're curious. You can see all the ones we've missed. And feel free to submit. Next year, maybe we can do this over and you can submit things that we can say. That could be very interesting. Anyway, a girl needs to prepare, and there was no preparation, which I know is half the fun. It was a good time. I hope you enjoyed us both walking outside our wheelhouses. Next time I'll have to dim the office fluorescent lights and cue the moon music. Thanks so much for listening. Check out Patricia and her goings on at patriciaengelking.com. And super cool, Patricia has a piece of artwork in an art show. So if you are hearing this February 14th or the 15th, the Friday or Saturday, right as it comes out, you have an opportunity to go if you are in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I am just going to play you the bit from our discussion last week and have her tell you about it.
My art show, I'm so excited. On the 14th and 15th of February in Minneapolis, I'm going to bring up the actual information right now just so I have it in front of my face. My art has been selected to be on display at the A. Mills Artist Museum for an erotic art show. And this erotic art show is going to be, it's going to be quite the shindig. That's all what I can really say about it. Here's what I'll tell you, the details that they're saying in the actual link. That Safe Word and Erotic Art Show, that's the title of it, is a noun, a word serving as a prearranged and unambiguous signal to end an activity, such as between a dominant and submissive sexual couple, or to introduce over 80 visual multimedia artists from all over the world who have an indulgence to share their erotic voice in a deep, dark catacomb under the city of Minneapolis. It will showcase over 25 erotic and sexual performers, demonstrators, and educators on the discipline, practice, and curiosity about sex and sexual behaviors.
I am so sad that I can't be there.
I am too.
Best wishes to you, Patricia, and all the artists. I hope it's a smashing success. I'm betting it will be. Check out my weekly health and wellness podcast. You can find it at wellnessrenpodcast.com. That's wellnessrenpodcast.com. Wellness Renaissance Podcast. You can search for that on iTunes or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Visit us at sexmatterspodcast.com to send us your questions, your suggestions for lines we should read next time. Get on the email list. You can also find Patricia's book linked from that site, and please consider becoming a Patreon member. As little as $2 a month, but you guys can do better than that. Come on, look what we did for you today. Let us know you're out there. Be part of our community. Support the podcast and help us keep this going. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Have a great Valentine's Day. And remember, fuck first.